Are you at a disadvantage if you're from an ethnic minority? That's what I've been asking you. The University of Manchester is holding an event looking at what it means to be a member of an ethnic minority. Dr. Nisa Finney is from the university. Her research revealed a deep divide in who gets the best access to the most desirable housing. Guess what? It's the white guy. Dr. Nisa Finney, good morning.
Good morning, Alan.
What does the evidence say?
It shows us that there's been this massive rise in private renting over the last 10 years between the last two censuses. And this is seen as a problem because this is kind of insecure housing in many situations. And it's particularly risen for some of the minority groups, so particularly for the Indian and Pakistani and Black Caribbean groups. The rise in private renting that they've experienced has been far larger than other minority groups. So this suggests that they're really moving into much more insecure housing situations.
Well, I mean, are these people who are arriving in Manchester unable to find social housing, or are they people in Manchester who, I mean, I don't understand why they suddenly need private accommodation? They're not being thrown out of social housing, are they?
No, I don't think they're being thrown out of social.
So where does the need come from?
So I think it's a combination of new immigration and people when they arrive somewhere, they don't know how the systems work, and private renting is the easiest form of housing to access. So that's why we've got lots of private renting amongst the other white group, which includes sort of Polish populations. So that's quite high, for example, in Salford. It's also because the minority groups are younger overall than the population as a whole, and young people are more likely to be in private renting because they're moving around for work.
So this isn't a racial difference, but it's not a racial discrimination, as it were.
Well,
that's where we go next, isn't it? Then who gets the accommodation that becomes available?
Exactly. So in some ways, this is a success story. So I think, for example, for the Indian group, some of the rise in private renting is because they have high levels of home ownership and they're moving out to better housing and becoming private landlords of the houses they were in previously. So that is partly a success story. But on the other side of it, there's a discrimination going on, I'm pretty sure. And this was shown in a BBC documentary a couple of weeks ago in London, particularly for Black Caribbean tenants. So I think we can't rule out that there is discrimination that is forcing people from some groups into certain disadvantaged housing situations. And along with that is the fact that minority groups, particularly some, so particularly the Black, African, Black Caribbean, the Arab groups, are disadvantaged in the labour market. And obviously what kind of job you have is very much linked to what kind of house you're able to get. So all these inequalities are linked together, and we're talking about the labour market differences as well at our conference today. So the housing situation is sort of one part of this puzzle of why minorities continue to do worse in Britain than other people.
It sounds like you're having to get hold of a collection of building blocks, as it were, and put them together in order to come up with a concept of we are a discriminatory society.
Yeah, so our focus is on inequality. So why are there these differences between ethnic groups? And I think the reasons are, as I've been going over about housing, there's loads of reasons. And you're right, we have to look at all the pieces of people's lives and how they fit together to cause these differences. The immigration history, the differences in employment, why there are different differences in health outcomes, where people live, why they live there and how that matters. And discrimination is part of that. It's not the only explanation, but it's part of that. And it still goes on in Britain, despite decades and decades of legislation to try to stop that. And I think that's what the main message really is from us today, that these inequalities are persisting. And I think that should be a concern for us as sort of residents of Manchester, but also for policymakers. Why are these differences persisting despite all these legislations and initiatives to try and make it more equal?
Dr. Nisa Finney, thank you very much indeed. She's from the University of Manchester.